Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Daily News, where we give you the news you need, the conversations you want, and the positivity the world needs more of. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
Good Friday, everyone. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to Conversations Daily News. Glad you all could be with us. Well, we made it to the end of another week, and as I mentioned to you guys, today is day one of the Right Stuff Virtual Conference. It begins today. So if you're an author, aspiring author, you have not signed up, you want to be a part of the conference, make sure you guys reach out to me on social media. Would love to be able to have you for the next 2 days. Really, it's a day, and today's kind of the introductory day today. The full day is tomorrow. But definitely have a great panel of speakers going to be there to be able to not only give you great tools when it comes to your writing journey, but also your marketing journey as well. So again, if you're interested and know someone who is, make sure you guys reach out to me. Would love to have you join us for Friday and Saturday. For today, though, we'll, of course, give you news headlines coming up. Have a message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By. Have music one last time from our artist of the week, Jennifer Lopez. And in today's entertainment spotlight, you're part of my conversation with best-selling author Abby Waxman, discussing her new book, Krista Comes Out of Her Shell. You don't want to miss that. Enjoy today's broadcast. For Conversation Dirty News, I'm Cyrus Webb with your Friday headlines. In national news, House GOP erupts into name-calling and fresh threats to Johnson over effort to pass aid to CNN. Right-wing lawmakers are ramping up their threats to remove Speaker Mike Johnson from his role after Johnson supporters pushed him to make it harder to oust him from the speakership. CNN and other outlets reported Thursday morning that, according to multiple GOP sources, Johnson is being lobbied by his members to raise the threshold required to oust the speaker, a move that would help ensure the Louisiana Republican can pass foreign aid bills and still keep his job without needing to rely on Democrats to bail him out. Currently, any single member can force a floor vote on the motion to vacate part of the deal Kevin McCarthy made to become speaker last year. The suggestion set off another round of fury amid conservative lawmakers who are unhappy with the speaker over his proposed packages of bills to send aid to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan, among other priorities. An effort has been brewing for weeks to potentially oust Johnson, led by Georgia Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, and a proposal to change the rules around ousting the speaker has ignited intense speculation over Johnson's future. It's unclear what Johnson will do, but members believe he is considering the change to the process known as the motion to vacate the chair, which will be a significant move by Johnson. In recent days, rank-and-file House Republicans have privately encouraged Johnson to insert language into the text of a rule for the foreign aid bills to alter the motion to vacate and make it harder for any single member to use. In more national news, two jurors dismissed from Trump hush money trial as prosecutors seek to hold ex-president in contempt. Two jurors in former President Donald Trump's hush money trial were dismissed on Thursday, one after expressing doubt about her ability to be fair and impartial, and the other over concerns that some of his answers in court may not have been accurate. The dismissals reduced to 5 the number of jurors who have been seated for the first ever criminal trial of a former president. The setbacks in the selection process emerged during a frenetic morning in which prosecutors also asked for Trump to be held in contempt over a series of social media posts this week, while the judge barred reporters from identifying jurors' employers after expressing privacy concerns. The seating of the full jury, whenever it happens, will be a seminal moment in the case, setting the stage for a trial that will place the former president's legal jeopardy at the heart of the campaign against Joe Biden and for weeks of testimony about Trump's private life before he became president. The jury selection process picked up momentum Tuesday with the selection of 7 jurors, but on Thursday, the judge revealed in court that one of the 7, a cancer nurse, had conveyed that after sleeping on it overnight, she had concerns about her ability to be fair and impartial in this case. And though jurors' names are being kept confidential, the woman told the judge and the lawyers that she had doubts. A second seated juror was dismissed after prosecutors raised concerns that he may not have been honest in answering a jury selection question by saying he had not been accused or convicted of a crime. 12 jurors and 6 alternates must be seated to hear the trial. The judge said Tuesday that opening statements could begin as soon as Monday. The process of picking a jury is a critical phase of any criminal trial, but especially so when the defendant is a former president and the presumptive Republican nominee. In more national news, sweeping gun legislation approved by Maine lawmakers following Lewiston mass shooting. The Maine legislature approved sweeping gun safety legislation, including background checks on private gun sales, waiting periods for gun purchases, and criminalizing gun sales to prohibited people before adjourning Thursday morning, nearly 6 months after the deadliest shooting in state history. The Governor Janet Mills and the legislature pressed for a number of gun and mental health proposals after the shooting that claimed 18 lives and injured another 13 people, despite the state's strong hunting tradition and gun ownership. The governor's bill, approved early Thursday, would strengthen the state's yellow flag law, boost background checks for private sale of guns, and make it a crime to recklessly sell a gun to someone who is prohibited from having guns. The bill also funds violent prevention initiatives and opens a mental health crisis receiving center in Lewiston. And finally, in business news, Wall Street ticks higher following more reports showing a resilient U.S. economy, says the Associated Press. U.S. stock indexes wavered in mixed trading on Thursday. The S&P 500 was mostly unchanged in afternoon trading following an unsettled morning. It is coming off of four straight losses and another drop, which would send it to its longest losing streak since late October, when its big runs on the record began. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 10 points, or less than 0.1% in afternoon trading. The Nasdaq Composite was 0.2% lower. Stocks broadly have been struggling recently as yields in the bond market charge higher. They're cranking up the pressure because investors have given up on hope that the Fed Reserve will deliver many cuts to interest rates this year. Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. It's now time for a message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By. Enjoy. Good Friday, everyone. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to Words I Choose to Live By. Others might try to tell you that you are nothing if you are not on top. Do not believe them. Your success is measured in how you choose to use each day of your life. As long as you are doing all you can to make a difference and living your life with purpose, you're a winner each and every day that you're here. Have an amazing Friday and enjoy your weekend. Jennifer Lopez has been our artist of the week this week. Here's her brand new single, Hearts and Flowers, one last time, right here on the Conversation Daily News.
Time is pressure.
We are part of my conversation coming up with best-selling author Abby Waxman in today's Entertainment Spotlight. Stay with us. You're listening to Conversation Dirty News. For Conversation Dirty News, I'm Cyrus Webb with Entertainment Spotlight. Award-winning author Abby Waxman joined me on Conversations Live, the radio show, to talk about her brand-new book, Krista Comes Out of Her Shell. Here's a bit of our conversation.
Abby, thank you again for the time. Really appreciate it.
It's my pleasure to be here, of course.
So, Abby, this is a great book, and I want to say to our audience, I promise to you guys that I'm not going to get too serious with this because it is a fun read, Abby, but there are some really thoughtful things about the book, and I'm known for bringing out the thoughtful things. I'm going to try to keep this as light as I can. So I want to ask you, though, what has it been like for you to see the way that people have been kind of taking this journey along with you as they get to know Krista and what she's going through?
Well, I mean, it's very early days. The book just came out a couple of days ago, but so far, people seem to be enjoying it quite a lot and finding a lot of the humor in it. And that's always my goal, is to not create, you know, the great American novel, but to create something that is a fun escape and that people can enjoy share with their friends. Yeah. So far, so good.
Yeah, and I love that, and I love the fact that, you know, with this book, we're able to kind of get to know, you know, what it's like to be okay with yourself. I love that with Krista's journey, and that how that's going to look different for everyone, right? I mean, there's some people who, you know, are really into the spotlight. They're really, you know, I thought about it as I was reading the book, Abby, about social media, right? So many people are just, you know, we know their every movement. Other people just happy just living their life. What was it like for you to create a character that was so relatable, but also went through circumstances that a lot of us can relate to?
Yeah, well, so Krista sort of had celebrity thrust upon her. Her father was a famous TV naturalist, sort of like a crocodile hunter, that kind of thing, had a TV show. And when he disappeared in a plane crash 25 years before the book begins, her mother sort of took over where her dad had left off and dragged her along with it. So she was sort of forced to become a little bit of a celebrity as a child, and then had a sort of very public immolation as a teenager, and then made the decision to sort of become a scientist and disappear off into the middle of the Indian Ocean and live a life completely away from the spotlight.
Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. We thank you all for tuning in to this edition of Conversations Daily News. I'll be back with us on Monday with more news, message from my book, Words That Choose to Live By, a brand new artist of the week, and this is a good one, and of course, your entertainment spotlight. Until then, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Daily News today. Let's go make today amazing. Take care.